love or desire in their heart. There's something about what we love that sets our life according to that love or desire. And the Bible talks quite a lot about what we should set our heart on, what our first love kind of should be, and what it shouldn't be. And it kind of warns us against what might happen if our heart is set on things that are contrary to God's purposes for us. So we want to be thinking this morning, what is it that God might be saying to us about that direction of our life? Are we pursuing God in absolute faithfulness? Are we being drawn away? And what would God say to us if we feel that we need to be turning back again to God? So let's think about Psalm 63 to open up this subject.
You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I will be satisfied, as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. I cling to you. Your right hand upholds me. Those who want to kill me will be destroyed. They will go down to the depths of the earth. They will be given over to the sword and become food for jackals. But the king will rejoice in God. All who swear by God will glory in him, while the mouths of liars will be silenced.
God, you're my God. I can't get enough of you. I worked up such hunger and thirst for God, traveling across dry and weary deserts.
How hungry am I for God? How hungry am I for other things?
So here I am in the place of worship, eyes open, drinking in your strength and glory. In your generous love, I am really living at last. My lips brim praises like fountains. I bless you every time I take a breath. My arms wave like banners of praise to you. I am filled with excitement like a guest at a banquet.
Do I spend my life expecting to experience God? What things do I allow to take God's place?
If I'm sleepless at midnight, I spend the hours in grateful reflection. Because you've always stood up for me, I'm free to run and play. I hold on to you for dear life, and you hold me steady as a post.
How do I hang on to God? What pulls me away from him?
Those who are out to get me are marked for doom, marked for death, bound for hell. But the king is glad in God. His true friends spread the joy, but liars will be silenced.
Who or what do I feel is out to get me? Do I trust that God can deal with that? What am I rejoicing in?
So hopefully